Right, well, for Salford City Radio, Devil in the Detail, I am delighted to say I've been joined by the new Salford head coach, Richard Marshall. Good afternoon, Richard. Thank you very much for taking time out to speak to us, and congratulations on your new appointment at Salford.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for organising this, Paul. Yeah, I'm really happy about stepping up and back into a head coach, and what a wonderful opportunity at Salford.
Obviously, you spent time at Halifax in the Championship, you know, done some good work there. You've moved on to St Helens, where you've been the assistant coach. You know, when the Salford job opportunity came up, was it sort of a no-brainer for you? Did you want to get back into being a number one rather than a number two?
I did, yeah. I just felt the timing was perfect, really. Obviously, Ian previously has done a fantastic job there. The club is in a strong position. The squad's not far off finished, and there's little bits and bats to do, which you want to stamp my own mark on and have an impact in my vision for the club going forward. But ultimately, it was too good an opportunity to turn down, and I'm fully behind the rebrand and everything that we're trying to do at Salford. I think it's a really forward-thinking club, and I'm excited to be there.
How much did you learn at St Helens? You know, you've worked under Justin Holbrook. You had two successful seasons there, this season with Christian Wolfe. You must have learned an awful lot there, a lot of winning habits there and a lot of good habits at St Helens.
It's a wonderful club. Some really good people there. The players are obviously, they're a world-class team, and what a way to sign out of that with a grand final win last week. And it was really exciting. Yeah, there's two different coaching philosophies in Justin Holbrook and Christian Wolfe. I've picked the brains of both coaches. I've picked up loads from them, and obviously my time as a head coach at Halifax, I think, has stood me in good stead going forward. And I'll be trying to implement some of the systems and the professionalism and the attitude of St Helens and what it takes to be a world-class team. But at the same time, obviously, Salford, in their own right, are a fantastic team, making them, grand final and Challenge Cup finals and everything that goes with that. So I don't want to change too much. I'm really excited to just complement the existing work there.
Prior to coming to Salford as like an outsider looking in, you must have been sort of surprised, and Salford have caught the eye over the last couple of years. I mean, obviously, you were on the opposing side to us at the grand final last year. Is that what excites you the most about joining this club now that has been on the up? Did it seem like a real sort of opportunity for you to stamp your mark on it and be successful?
Yeah, you know, a coach joins a team one of two ways. It's either obviously they're on a poor losing streak and one of the previous coach gets the sack, or you get an opportunity like this to join a thriving, open, honest, hard working group when the previous coach has moved on, and that's the case. So it's a really exciting opportunity. Yes, there's pressure there because the team has been performing at the top of the table. Albeit last year was a bit, obviously it was a different year, and I think the finish of the season for Salford, and they didn't overachieve in the league, but they certainly did in the Challenge Cup, and were a whisker from winning that. So it means they've got big game players, you've got big game ambitions, and they know how to play them pressurised games. I thought last year in the semis when they played Wigan, they were fantastic, and to get to a grand final and finish so well the previous year was outstanding.
Obviously, big recruitment news coming in this week. Joel Burge has signed a world-class winger from Wigan. I was quite surprised when I heard that. I didn't think we were going to get rid of him, but you must be excited by that. But have you also earmarked players you'd like to bring in as well?
Yeah, Joe's a proven try scorer. He's electric, and he knows how to finish. And as you say, we're fortunate enough to be able to get a player of Joe's calibre here, which is brilliant. Yes, there is some scope to improve further. There's a couple of positions that I think we could be stronger in, and then obviously the retention of a couple of our key players as well, and that's all ongoing. Obviously, there's some staff members as well that we're looking at adding to in terms of the coaching staff. So yeah, there's quite a lot to do. But it was a similar when I went to Halifax, we had to start from scratch. So I'll be looking to implement similar systems.
Will Paul Rowley be staying at Salford working alongside you as he did in the previous regime?
Paul's commitments, he's only committed to on a consultancy basis, so okay. I am looking into to strengthen that department up, and obviously assess the current coaching staff and what we can do, but there's certainly an opportunity to strengthen in that area.
Having coached at Halifax before, you'll know sort of the Championship really well and recruiting players in this sort of neck of the woods, you know, in this country. You know, so you must have, you know, names and people, you know, knocking about you probably fancy and who you'd like to bring to the club.
Yeah, I've got a good network of players who I've coached. There's a couple that already at the club who I've worked with before, so I know the details on them. I was on the phone to Justin Albrook this morning about, obviously, I've got, when we're looking around the world, you know, and it's a difficult time, if I'm being honest, because most of the players are tied up and negotiated contracts. Obviously, the economic climate that we're currently in, you know, doesn't sit well for recruitment. However, we're certainly open and looking around. But yeah, I've got some really good existing contacts. I've got a great relationship with St. Helens, and they've got some great juniors coming through there and players who need game time. They've got a big squad there, and yeah, I don't, you know, so yeah, there's plenty to go at in that area.
Well, what's your background, Richard? I know you spent an awful long time at Halifax. You played there as a player, didn't you? Spent a good number of years there. But you're a Lancashire guy, aren't you? Are you a Warrington lad?
I am, yeah. So I'm 10 miles from Salford, live in Warrington. Always have been based in Warrington. In fact, I went to Cultured High School and I played for Cavendish Head Sports just up the road from the stadium, and I've got a lot of relatives from Earlham. So I know the area, I know the community, I know, you know, it's a one in all in sort of attitude. It's brilliant, and so I'm fully averse, and I know exactly what's required from a Salfordonian, and I'm looking forward to being part of that community again. In terms of playing, yeah, I lived in London for a few years, played down there. Played over at Huddersfield and Halifax, as you mentioned. Had a couple of caps for Ireland back in the day, but yeah, my coaching career started off at Warrington as an academy coach. Then when Tony Smith came in, I was his assistant for 6 years, and then I got the job at Halifax. So yeah, and that was 4 years. So I've been coaching around near on 12, 15 years now. You know, whether it be assistant or head coach, so I'm certainly suited to be qualified, I reckon.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done your apprenticeship. As you said, you spent a lot of time at Halifax there and did a good job there. You know, supporters, you know, sing your praises highly. Halifax, in a way, does it seem a similar club to Salford? You know, it's a community sort of based club. Both have got supporters' trust. Both, you know, both clubs probably haven't had loads of success over the last 30, 40 years, but they're hungry for success at Salford. As I've just mentioned, their supporters' trust are doing a great job. There's a real community feel about Salford now, and you must be excited to join that. I mean, there's no airs and graces at Salford. Everybody mucks in, everybody does the business, and that must excite you the most.
Yeah, there's some similarities there, obviously. Both teams have got a real good fan base, traditional. They've had success along the way, a real good heritage. You know, I walked into the training ground and there's like a heritage board there, and I recognise a load of names. And you know, the same at Halifax, very, very community focused. Get out in the community. You know, if I could get a similar model, Halifax run ladies teams, wheelchair teams, and you know, and if we can get to that level, I know we've got a really good link with the college, with the foundation. The supporters trust, basically, I approached at Halifax them to help us fund the reserve grade and the academy, and they did that with outstanding fundraising abilities there. We did loads of work in the community, and yeah, if the Salford supporters trust can get on board with that, I'm sure they do, and I know they do a wonderful job already. We've got some really exciting projects that we can look at, and there is nothing better than getting a homegrown player through the whole of the pathway, whole of the system. We did that at Halifax. You know, we got up to 12, 13 players through my time there, through to first team level, which is a wonderful achievement, and if we can do even half that here, that would be fantastic.
Well, as we both mentioned before we came on there, I think we're both quite domesticated, me and you, aren't we? We're both cooking tea for our families and that, you know, away from rugby league. What are you cooking tonight?
Well, you know what? We're having a steak tonight, which is it's a one-off. I don't know if it's a celebration meal. I hope they're not too expensive. But we're having steak. I'll probably have a glass of red wine and relax tonight. I've had we've been out meeting, you know, coaches and players and all sorts of things, and trying to get the backroom staff organised and everything else that goes with it. Plan for pre-season. I've met all the players already. Got them in on Friday, and I'm just really looking forward to getting started.
I was going to say, just before I let you go, you know, obviously wish you all the best, Richard, in your career at Salford. Hope you have a great Christmas. And how has it been this week? Has it been a whirlwind sort of week? Because it seems to have flown by. I bet you've been absolutely rushed off your feet.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, just under, you know, just over a week ago, sorry, we were running on that, the KCOM Stadium, you know, with a Super League trophy. And then 24 hours later, I get, get appointed head coach of Salford, and yeah, it's been outstanding. It's been probably one of the best weeks of my career, really, if I'm being honest. And yeah, but you know, my time at St Helens is gone now, and it's time to move on and forward and get to grips with working with this wonderful squad that we've got at Salford.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us on Devil in Detail and Salford City Radio, Richard. Best of luck. You have a lovely Christmas for your family, and hopefully I'll catch up with you in 2021, mate.